Good afternoon. Welcome to hour number 3 of Idaho Sports Talk. This is Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, Caves, and Prater with Kurt in studio. Of course, the big headlines Easter Sunday night were that Leon Rice could be in play at St. Louis University. A lot of fans got awakened to the news, Kurt, that evening. Dave Southern of the Idaho Statesman reporting that out with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch's cooperation, if you will. What about as the athletic director at Boise State University? How do you find out news like this?
Usually, hopefully, from the coach, which was certainly the case here. Leon was great about it, keeping me informed, and that's the first I heard of it.
So, yeah. And at what point in the process will a coach say, and you could tell us whether in this situation it happened, I got a call from blank school. I told him I'm not interested. I just want you to know that. Versus will he say, I got a call from blank school, and I'm going to look into that.
Well, I would say if they're not going to follow up with the opportunity, they're probably not going to say anything. I think, you know, for the most part, when this happens, it can cause some ill will. I mean, it just can. You know, when you're a head coach and there's another opportunity out there that you'd like to explore, why make it a big deal if it's not going to really come of anything? And so I'm not necessarily saying that was the case here, but, you know, if there's not going to be any follow-up or they're not going to go talk to him, then why bring it up? I don't think that's necessary. So,
you know, the old notion that I have to call the athletic director to speak, get permission to speak to his coach, I don't think that really truly exists. I mean, maybe it does a lot of the times courtesy. For the most part, those conversations start with the coach, like you said. Under any circumstance, would you ever tell a coach, yeah, don't do that, don't go there? Or is it 100% green light? If you come to me and say there's an opportunity out there that I'm interested in, go for it.
Well, I can certainly do that. I probably might, in my own personal time, I wouldn't do that. If I thought it was maybe not a good opportunity, or I thought that it was a much, much better job here, you know, whatever the case might be, I would probably try to at least give some advice. But, you know, I want people that want to be here, and not that Leon doesn't want to be at Boise State. In fact, you know, I'm a happy guy. I'm glad he's still our head coach. He's done a lot here for us. And so I don't want to stand in the way of those opportunities. What I wouldn't appreciate is if I didn't hear it from the coach first. And Leon was very professional throughout and kept me up to date, and I appreciated that.
Kurt Apsey, Boise State Athletic Director here. Ask the AD. You can Commercial Tire text us at 424-9300 or hashtag us Ask the AD through your Twitter account. At what point do you start thinking how much more money you can pay for a coach? And, you know, do the boosters start saying, what? And then you have your phone to deal with or your email or whatever. And how did that go in this situation?
Well, I think you think of it immediately. You know, you have to obviously weigh what the value is. But, you know, sometimes, and I'm not really even talking about Leon, just coaches in general, if they think an opportunity is worth looking at, they're going to do it. And I don't even think that's coaches. That could be ADs, that could be presidents, that could be senior associates, senior associates. That happened to me a lot when I was in the number two position. And I was straight up with Gene or Mark when opportunities came about, and I think you guys are aware of some of those. And so, you know, it is what it is. And I think that when you get a call like that, you probably start thinking about two or three things. You know, is if the opportunity does come about, is that coach going to leave? And if that is the case, what are you going to try to do to keep him? And you may decide that you really can't do much more. And you also probably immediately start thinking about who the next guy's going to be. And so when I got that call, you know, I thought about all those things.
And, how close was that call to when we found out on Easter Sunday night?
I'm trying to think. What's today? Today's Thursday,
today would
right?
be Thursday.
And you found out this past Sunday, so it was before that.
Yeah. So you have to walk around with that on top of all that.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of knowledge in that brain that Prater would love to get.
No.
I promise you, he walks around with a lot of stuff that Prater would
Prater
love to get.
Prater threatened to bug Leon Rice's bedroom, so don't even go there, Prater.
It's
terrible.
It's hard, you know? Secrets are hard to keep. But when it's a personnel matter or something having to do with our student athlete, you know, at least in my chair, I clam up and I keep it to myself. I tell the people that obviously need to be involved in knowing about that, but it's a very, very few that I share that with. And, you know, usually my wife, I'll walk in the door and she'll say, okay, what the heck happened? And half the time I can probably tell her something and the other half I don't share with her. So a lot of stuff needs to be kept confidential, and certainly in this case, that was definitely what needed to happen.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a conversation about this exact scenario in terms of coaches, public leverage, trying to get more money out of it. And you said, I would not appreciate it if it became a public play. If it became a private play, we're going to sit down like professionals and talk about it. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, Leon Rice never made a public play, never made a public play about money or anything other than talking about his future at Boise State. Behind the scenes, did anything go on, and will a new contract come out of this, or are we full steam ahead, status quo?
Full steam ahead, status quo. We never talked about that. Now, what I will say is every season, and even when I wasn't the athletic director, I would sit down with usually the football and the basketball coach and the athletic director. I mean, let me just tell you this, guys. Leon's been in my office 10 times before this even happened, talking about what we're going to do better next year. So that doesn't change. But that is not something that he did publicly or privately with me, and I appreciated that.
Kurt, let's talk about finances for a second in this kind of a situation. Is the department's budget in a situation where if you needed to find more money for any coach on that campus, it doesn't matter who it is really, would you have to be in a fundraising mode through your coaches' clubs or your boosters to make something like that happen, or is there ability to move things around to make it happen?
Well, I think there's always an ability to move things around. I think it depends on how much you're looking for. I will say in the case of trying to find additional resources for coaches, and that doesn't even necessarily mean pay. That could be more travel. That could be charter airplanes. That could be recruiting. That could be, you know, whatever it might be, assistant coaches.
It's all money.
Is being boosted. You know, we've got to go find that. And, you know, fortunately for us in the past, we've been able to talk to some people that are close to the program that are willing to say, hey, I want that guy here, or I want to do this for that program because I think it's going to help out. So it's probably a mixture of both, Jeff, but I think at this point in our budget, there was probably, there is a need, I would say, more on the fundraising side than our ability to actually move monies to cover additional costs.
So was there any conversation, or what can you say about St. Louis University versus Boise State University? Because that, to me, is one of the liabilities here, is that there's a shiny object or something better than this place, or something wrong with Boise State that needs to be righted. And those are perceptions when coaches look at leaving, I think, that fans are left with.
Well, you know, I think the best way to answer that, at least from my perspective, is I don't have a real problem with coaches exploring other opportunities. I guess I look at it the other way, and we talked about this before we went on the air. You know, if we're 10-20 this year, we're not having this conversation, and Leon Rice isn't getting one call. So do we want that, or do we want coaches that are so darn good at Boise State that everybody wants them? We're not at an institution that has $100 million and can pay a basketball coach $3 million. Can we get there someday? I hope so, but we're not there right now. So it's going to happen. So I don't get too hung up on all that other stuff, whether the other school pays more money, or, you know, I've heard people say, well, they're Catholic and they're private, just like Gonzaga. Did that have something to do with their interest in Leon? Probably. But I can guarantee you, Leon Rice, we've had 7 20-win seasons in the last 40 years of Boise State. He has 5 of them. We've been to the NC2A tournament 7 times in the last 40 years. He's had 2 of them, and both at largest, the first in history. The guy's a good coach, and he's done a lot of great things here at Boise State. I would expect people to be interested in him. And so for me, I don't get hung up on, you know, whether or not that place is a better job, because I think it's so much more about the job other than just what they're going to get paid. Do they have the resources? What's the competition in the city like? Are they surrounded by pro sports? Does anyone really even care about it in St. Louis? I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, I have no idea how much their fans support their
average
place.
Attendance, similar to Boise State. Right. They have 8,000 seat arena.
In Boise State, Boise, Idaho, the state of Idaho, they care about Boise State. And I hang my hat on that. I think it's a good place to coach. I think it's a great place to live. I think we provide the resources that allows those guys to be successful. So I don't get into whether it's a better place or not. I just know that, you know, with the success that he has had, I can almost guarantee if he does this again, we're going to be having the same conversation next year as well. And, you know, we're going to do what we can in order to make sure that Coach Rice is our head coach. And I'm just happy he's still our head coach. So fired up.
All right. Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, in studio with us on Ask the AD. Hashtag your Twitter account with Ask the AD. We can get Kurt a question from you. I've got a few here on scheduling, which what would be this segment without that? Also the commercial tire text line. Did you have outreach from fans, Kurt, or boosters that were like, why would he want to do this? Or was it more, hey, we can't let him go?
Both. I would say both. I really didn't get a lot. I read a lot. I heard a lot. Got some calls from people that are close to the program. And, you know, I said a lot, but gave them nothing. I'm actually getting pretty good at that. So, yeah, some concerns. Why would he ever, you know, think about leaving? Why is that place better than this place? I didn't respond, Jeff, to be honest, because the one thing that I knew the entire time was that Leon Rice was our head coach. And that's, I was preparing for whatever would have happened, but as long as he's our head coach, I'm not going to have those conversations. So I really didn't address much of it.
Are you one of those ADs that keeps the list in your desk, even for football? Do you have that list of 3 to 8 that, in case something crazy happens, that's your wish list, that's your starting point, same for basketball, and maybe even all the way down to, you know, the smallest team on in your athletic department?
I would say every sport.
Every sport. You
every
have
sport.
A wish list.
Yeah, and that's just because I believe in our, well, I think as an athletic director, you have to do that.